The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by Cúan Greene, who's the executive chef and co-owner of a new place called O'Moves. It's a restaurant and townhouse in Abbey Leaks in County Laois. Not any old place, so this is a very different place. You're very welcome and congratulations to you.
Hi Claire, thank you very much.
You're very calm for somebody who's coming up to the grand opening.
I'm terrified inside.
How's it all going?
Oh, it's going great. I mean, it feels like a massive dream. You know, it's something I've wanted and dreamt of my whole life. And
6 years in the planning, is it?
Yeah, almost. The inception started 6 years ago when I started writing a newsletter on Substack about craft, people, food, place, with the idea that perhaps it could become a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Almost means homage, duty and respect in Irish. I'm an Irish speaker. So one thing kind of led to the next, and here we are with a guest house and restaurant about to open next week.
Well, let's go back to the one thing leading to another, because it's a fascinating story. I mean, you've worked in some of the most prestigious restaurants in the world, you know, the very high octane life at the very top of your profession. So did you opt out of that life, or how did you come to be in this space where you were thinking about what to do next?
Yeah, I've been cooking since I was 15. I grew up in Dublin originally to an Irish-speaking family. My family are originally from Connemara. My grandfather's Eamon de Butler. So that kind of nature and food and language and culture and Irish culture have always been something very dear to me. But I moved to France when I was 12 to 15 with my family. And that's really where I discovered kind of a love for food. Mm-hmm. and the kitchen. You know, I started my first job at 15, and from then on, I was hooked, basically. So I ended up moving to Denmark and working in Geranium, a 3-Michelin-star restaurant there. And then a year later, moving to Noma, which was at the time the world's best restaurant. So that was an incredible experience. And to be honest, at the beginning, I was completely out of my depth. The level of cooking was insane. But I was there for 3 years. And then I moved home to Ireland with this dream of opening something that felt very Irish, that kind of embodied my upbringing, my deep kind of respect for Irish culture and heritage, and something that celebrated the island of Ireland, and that's what O'Moves is today.
And then you had this almost coincidental meeting with John Collison from Stripe, who has invested in this estate in County Laois. Tell me a bit about that, because that was accidental, was it?
Yeah, I ended up doing a dinner for John. I used to go down to Durrow on holiday, so I knew the area, but I was asked to cook a dinner for him. And there and then he asked me, would I be interested in taking over this beautiful Victorian building that was on the edge of Abbey Leaks? And I did.
Did you have to think about it?
I thought about it on the whole way home, and I was, you know, I was thinking, geez, what's my wife going to say? And I came home and I told her, and she was like, you have to do it. Yeah, absolutely have to do it. So, it was a long road, of development, of design, of creation. And it's been an absolutely amazing experience to really realize my dream and to create something that I suppose hasn't really been done yet here in Ireland.
And your whole concept around what a restaurant should be and what it should be like to work in a restaurant is probably quite different to what people might be used to. I mean, we've all heard about the high-octane vibe at Noma and the controversies that have emerged from there with people alleging that they weren't treated very well. And there is a pressure cooker environment. We know that at that level. You're very far removed from that. What you want to create will be very far removed from that, right?
Absolutely. And it's in the word almost homage, duty and respect. You know, I have a duty to my team and a duty to my industry to create something that is founded around respect. For me, you know, this company is built around kindness. And, you know, I know that to get the most out of me as a person, as a human, you know, I relate best to great leadership. And that's how I lead. That's how I try and make my team feel valued, feel heard, feel respected, feel a part of the process, and bring their their cells to every day. So you feel that as a guest. You feel that warmth, that, you know, you feel genuine personality when you come to OMOS. And of course, we do high-end training. You know, that is definitely my background, working in these three Michelin-star restaurants. You know, there's no stone unturned. I love detail. We're obsessed with it. You know, from the scent that we've made using the hedgerows around us in the house to the little coffee service in the bedrooms to the breakfast that we do using, you know, all of our breads use heritage grains. We make our own yogurt, we make our own butter, you know, all of those little moments of joy is what I'm obsessed with. But I really get so much pleasure out of seeing my team just happy and feeling valued and feeling, you know, you know, true joy in hospitality.
So no screaming in the kitchen?
No, there's no stream. Absolutely no screaming. And but it is intense. You know, we work really hard, but there's such a strong respect about how we lead and how we interact with each other. There's a real feeling of collaboration. And I think, you know, we're that seen straight away. And we talk about it repeatedly every single meeting we're talking about. And it sounds repetitive, but to be honest, that's how you get across a good culture. And good culture either attracts or repels. And we're attracting great people.
And there's such competition for great people that you've got to treat people well. You've got to give them not just a job, but a job where they have a life as well. Yeah. Otherwise, they'll go.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, we're still finding it hard to recruit staff. Like, it's not easy to bring in staff. But at the moment, we're seeing great retention regardless of, you know, we've had our team on for a month and everyone's thriving. So there's that real that collaboration right now, and it's very empowering. I have to say, it's the thing that it's the reason why I can be here today. It's the reason why, you know, I'm focused on culture and on creativity, and, you know, my other managers are doing other integral parts of the business. It gives me a lot of strength and a huge amount of pride, and we just want to keep building.
And this special product, it's going to be high end. I mean, this is not going to be cheap. What will it cost for people to visit the restaurant?
The restaurant's, it's a tasting menu at €175.
Per person.
Per person, yeah. And a €99 wine pairing.
And
yeah.
You're in County Laois, which is my home county, and we're delighted that you've come to County Laois.
Go on, Laois.
But it does mean that people will have to, you know, it'll be a destination visit, won't it, Cúin? Like, you're going to have to go out of your way to get there. Are you concerned about that at all?
No, because we have a beautiful guest house. You know, so we have 16 rooms, a Victorian house that was built in 1885 that was dilapidated. And Laois enforced a compulsory purchase order, which John then bought. And we took over as the operators. So we've converted that into one of the most beautiful guest house, you know, I've ever seen. And it's a place that feels like a home rather than, you know, a hotel. It's a space where we want people just to feel instantly cared for. And that's not pulling back, but that's focusing on what is that Cead Míle Fáilte, what is that Irish welcome, and bringing it on, you know, bringing our international experience to create an incredible experience. I think OMOS, you know, when you come to OMOS, it's a place of calm and tranquility, but it's also a place where, you know, you feel inspired and overwhelmed by the enormous sensory feeling there, because there is such level of detail. There's such a focus on craft. We've invested in over 100 craftspeople. Our dining chairs are made by one man using one tree made in Wicklow. And he spent the last 2 years doing it. The beams that hold up the restaurant came from a tree in Scotland. And we found a nail at the top of the tree when it was felled. And that the only way that nail would have got up there is would have grown with the tree, you know. And we have the nail, so you know, all of these stories are intertwined. You know, our beds are made in County Wicklow as well. That something's happening in Wicklow. There's
lots
incredible
of
craftspeople there. Yeah, lots of trees, but lots of amazing, amazing craftspeople there. And I think that it is coming to OMOS is this. It's seeing Ireland in a new light. And that's what we really want to do. You know, I really celebrate my language, and there's Gaeilge found all over the project. So,
Tell me, is the Michelin star in your sights? Is that an aim, or would that be a happy byproduct?
Yeah, like we don't talk about it, but we, of course, you know, it would be an enormous achievement, and I know how important it is for the staff too, for the team. For me, accolades are a part of the process, not the goal. We're people focused and detail focused. You know, we focus on excellence rather than perfection. And I think that, you know, I've worked in these restaurants forever, and it would be an incredible thing to get. But, you know, for me, first and foremost, we want a sustainable business and to create something really special. And I think that's what we're doing at the moment.
Well, we wish you every success and the very best of luck with Cúain. Thank you so much for coming in to see us almost opening in Laois this summer. And that's Cúain Green.
The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.